about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, May 6th. It was dreary. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, how are you?
Oh, good morning. I know it's Derby weekend, but Dave's breaking out the mint juleps a little early, I see.
Not a bad idea, but no, I'm not.
What we will have, what you brought in, we have to take pictures and post them because I don't know how to describe those items you have here today.
I'll describe them in a little while. Yeah, we went a little nuts today.
Well, we appreciate that. Let's start with Whiskey River.
Yeah, well, I was on a motorcycle run with the City Heat Motorcycle Club a couple weeks ago, and we went to Whiskey River at 1850 Waukegan Road in Glenview, which I don't go up to Glenview all that much unless I'm going up, you know, by your house. but I never been to Whiskey River before. It was really nice, and the cheeseburgers. Well, it's a bar. First of all, let me tell you that it's a bar. It's like an old Western bar. They even have like a sort of a faux balcony up there where they, you know, in the old West they used to have Christian Science reading rooms or whatever they did up on the second floor.
Did you take your motorcycle gang up there?
No. It's not actually, you can't go up there, but.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but it's, and this is a City Heat Motorcycle Club is a police motorcycle club, and I don't belong to there. I just went along on their shakedown run. But they have great cheeseburgers and bar food. I also wanted to point out they have music on the weekends and karaoke on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I'm thinking maybe we can go there and sing, we can see if we can get Dave to sing, you know, some Madonna songs.
Now, Marianne might be interested. She likes singing.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a fun place.
It was. It was a lot of fun, and they have all kinds of cheeseburgers, anything from a classic cheeseburger to what they call the Inferno Burger with jalapenos and pepper jack cheese and real hot stuff on it. And they had a very good Reuben sandwich, too.
Oh, that's hard to find.
It's hard. You know, it's hard to find unless you go to one of these delis. It's really hard to find in a pub kind of a place, mm-hmm. but it was really good. It wasn't, it seemed like when I order these, when you're not at some, you know, Jewish deli, you get it overcooked and mm-hmm. dry, and this it wasn't. It was really good. And they had a saloon chicken sandwich, which is really what I thought of as a Malibu chicken with Swiss, and except it had bacon instead of ham, but Swiss bacon and chicken.
Is it grilled or fried?
Yeah, grilled.
Uh-huh.
And they also had salads for, you know, weirdos who want salad at a bar. But they were good salads. You know, my wife liked them. Sorry, honey.
Any of your fellow motorcyclists have a salad?
No, I didn't see anybody eating a salad when I was there. There was a lot of cheeseburgers and fries mm-hmm. and jalapeno poppers going around, but mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, it's a really nice place, and they even have on Wednesday nights they have sort of an open mic night where you anybody, if you can sing or you want to sing, and no matter what your level is, you can come out there. I wasn't there on a Wednesday night, so I don't know how bad or good it was. But
music on weekends.
Yeah, they had a great. The night we were there, they had a Creedence Clearwater Revival band, tribute band,
mm-hmm.
which I love. So I love those classic rock places.
I know you do.
And this is it's kind of got the old West feel, but it's a very neighborhood bar. The people in there seem to know all the regulars or what regulars there were on that day. And we had a great time going there. And I mean, I couldn't recommend the cheeseburgers. They're fresh cheese. They're not the kind you just buy at the market frozen and throw on there. They were fresh cheeseburgers. So
it sounds like a great spot to check out. Whiskey River, 1850 Waukegan Road in Glenview.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get to this bakery you discovered in your patrolling this past week. More with Lieutenant David Haynes. And by the way, if you have a suggestion, a recommendation, what's the email, Lieutenant?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com. It's a beatcops with an S at guide.
Bob Surratt, WGN.
Back to the Friday Food Police. That's you, Lieutenant Haynes. And what you brought in today, that looks like a loaf of chocolate bread. And the other thing looks like a giant chocolate pie.
Yeah, well, we had to do something special since it's Control Room Joe's birthday tomorrow. So we
about that. Thank you for the reminder.
I went to Zimi Bakery at 5806 North Milwaukee. And I was going to wait a little while, but the chef there, Giannis Tassopoulos, was just won a gold medal a couple days ago, the third year in a row. He was won the Greek ambassador for Greek gastronomy, which is like the Greek version of the James Beard Awards in Greece. And so he just opened this bakery in February, and it's been the talk of the 16th district and the neighborhood up there because some of the stuff is really great, and you know all the ladies think he's really handsome, which
Your fellow officers are enjoying the baked goods, are they?
All my neighbors' wives but they're all enjoying the baked goods. So what I brought in today, I know I didn't have this on the list, but he gave this to me yesterday, so is the one that you said looked like a chocolate pie is actually baklava, what he calls brownie baklava.
Never heard of that. Never saw that.
Yeah, it's like a giant brownie. It's made in the pan, and there's baklava on the top and on the bottom.
Wow.
And yeah, it's phenomenal. You know what? I have a Greek stepmother, Angie, so I have had baklava my entire life, and I did not think it could get better.
Yeah, you never had it like this.
But if you stick a brownie in there, it's something that makes anything's better with a brownie.
Pretty creative.
And the other thing was it's called, I hope I pronounce it right, a chocolate shiraki. Chocolate shiraki, which is Greek sweet bread, and he has it covered in chocolate, and there's Bavarian cream in the middle, so it's like a giant eclair. And and it's as big. Yeah, to understand. If you ever seen a Greek sweet bread, it's as big as a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. A giant loaf of bread covered in chocolate.
Yeah. So my mouth is watering just talking about it.
Do they specialize in these unusual items?
Well, I think that he has a lot of unusual items, but he also has, he does a lot of decorated cakes to order.
Mm-hmm.
You can see there's a gallery on his website. Some of them are really beautiful. I mean, very artistic. And they also do muffins or croissants, and the croissants are fresh made throughout the day. We should actually, it seems to me croissants are becoming a very big thing. We should maybe have a croissant Olympics at some point.
Yeah, judge them. Yeah. Well, if they're constantly fresh at this bakery, they'd have a good chance of being a gold medal winner.
Yeah, every time I've gone in there, they seem to be just out of the oven, and I could be lucky, but my neighbors are saying the same thing, too. So every day, by the way, at 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., he has coffee happy hour, where any coffee is $2. And I was like laughing about it yesterday. I'm like, yeah, well, that's... it's probably a lost leader for you because nobody's going to walk in here and look at all this stuff and just buy a $2 coffee. I mean, I got some stuff yesterday. It was a cup of like tiramisu. And but there's all different kinds of tiramisu with some Greek cakes in it, and there's Nutella. I know the one I said tiramisu, but they're really just a sort of creations that he makes. One of them is tiramisu, and you can buy them in the cups and take them home, and they're just beautiful. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful stuff.
All right, we're there, and it sounds like a good place to investigate there. North Milwaukee, you said?
Yeah, 5806 North Milwaukee, Zimi Bakery. It's Z-Y-M-I. And I had to ask him to pronounce his name. It's Giannis Tassopoulos, which is
very good.
Yeah, I'm good. It's pretty good. It took me only about 15 minutes of asking him over and over again.
We've got the news on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. Right now, some restaurant news. What's on your docket, Lieutenant?
Well, Rainbow Cone is coming up to the Northwest Side May 11th, so that's Tuesday, right? I think they're opening up Bona Beef and Rainbow. They combined, and they're opening up a store at 3754 West Toohey in Skokie.
Good news for the North Side.
That was one of the first things we did, 12 years ago. It's got to be, when you were on TV, we did a Rainbow Cone.
That's right. Yeah, that's a classic spot there on the South Side.
Yeah, and you had to go all the way down there. And now it's finally, you can get it on the North Side. You didn't have to just go to the store or to Taste of Chicago to get it. Now we can get it up in Skokie.
Yeah, but it'll be fun to still go to the original once in a while. And also on North Milwaukee Avenue, a new spot coming.
Yeah, Loaf Lounge is coming, 2934 North Milwaukee. It's coming there to that area is becoming very hot right now. There's a lot of little restaurants opening up. And this is Sarah Misbegal and Ben Lustbotter, who are like veterans of a lot of the places around there. I know Lula Bakery was one of the places they worked, and they're married now, and they're opening up a place, again, that has fresh croissants throughout the day. They do a lot of bread baking. So you can get a nice loaf of bread and a nice croissant on Saturday morning. It'd be great.
How about something nice for Mother's Day before you leave us?
Well, yeah. For those of you who are waiting until the last minute again to get your mom something, I have to say I had Portillo's chocolate cake this week, and they have a heart-shaped chocolate cake that you can bring to your mom's house and pretend like you actually thought about it in advance. But great. Chocolate cake is always good for if you can't remember anything. And don't buy a vacuum for your wife.
Good tip, as always, from the lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.